Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother Tupos, and I'm sitting here by the campfire with...
with me, Sister Amon.
Sister Amon. We are in a rare place. We made a video for you of our little camp spot with the sun going down. We found a $5 a night camp spot that we decided to just go and restore. It's on our way, headed north to go meet up with Brother Kuo, but we decided to take this spot, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, we've actually... We were here once several years ago when we came through the area.
Yeah.
Looks like they're having a youth thing.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some people running around. If you hear people screaming, there's some people running around behind. Looks like a youth group or something, but there's not many people here in the campground.
No, we're way on the end.
Yeah, we purposely picked a spot way far away, so it worked out pretty good. But yeah, check this out. We're driving here today. Beautiful drive. About, I don't know how long we drove, maybe over an hour. And I noticed as we were driving, there was construction, and I noticed that there was a vehicle behind us, and I'm pretty aware of my surroundings. As a street preacher, I always have to be. And I noticed this van, this truck was behind us for a long time. And then we turned off on another road, and he was still behind us. And then we turned off on a little gravel road to go to this campground, and he was still behind us. And we pulled into the campground, and he was still behind us.
Yep.
And I thought, okay, this is something. And sure enough... Earlier in the day, I said to Sister Amon, I said, I wonder if we'll have any appointments or any people come up to us or anything in the campground. No sooner did I shut the car off, the van off, this man pulled up, walked up, and we got an audio, so we'll be posting that on our witnessing audio, but he turned out to be a real worker.
Yeah, he did right away from the beginning, you could tell.
It was interesting. Real quick, he pretended that, or he claimed that he had met God 20 years ago and God changed him. And when I asked him for his testimony, he wouldn't give it. And then when I asked him what the gospel was, he said, "Don't preach to me." And
yeah.
I was pretty firm with him, and I ended up just sending him off. And he got kind of snobby, and I said, "Sir, you followed me, and you walked up to my camp spot." And he goes, oh, yeah. He was acting like I had approached him.
It was a really strange.
It was strange, and he ended up being a worker because he didn't even want to talk about the gospel. So we sent him. I sent him away, and that's kind of how our nice, peaceful camp spot started. But after that, it's been awesome.
Yeah, I think there's only three other people here. That
yeah,
camp here. I don't know what that youth group is.
And we're sitting here by a fire. We just cooked fire. We had some turkey sausage and a bunch of veggies cooked on our little camp stove.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a whole video of this little spot on our various video that'll be going up. But we thought today what we would do is, since we're sitting here in God's creation, I thought we would read some scriptures on creation. And I'm going to go first. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. You know, so many people take that verse for granted because we have evolution now. We have science. We have all of these people with these strange ideas that UFOs planted us here and all these crazy things.
Yeah.
God created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, that verse there is the only verse out of the whole Bible I knew growing up.
Huh.
And it struck fear in me.
Yeah.
Because in the Lutheran church, they don't teach you to open the Bible. They teach you it's written by men and you got to go to school to understand it.
Yeah.
So they use their pieces of paper and things like that. But I knew that one verse and it was pretty awesome.
It's interesting you say that because as a kid, I didn't know about God, but I looked around at the creation and knew he must have created something. Or somebody must have created this, all this beauty. And so I was on a quest to find it. Your turn, sister. What's your first verse?
I'm going to do Isaiah 45:7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things.
Yeah, he is the God of creation.
Mm-hmm.
How about Genesis 5:2? Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing how he created Adam and Eve.
Toss evolution out the window.
Right. How about Job 38:4? Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding.
Yeah, the foundations of the earth created by our Heavenly Father. Ephesians 2:10, I like this. For we are his workmanship, because he created us, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Why does everybody that claim to be of Jesus fight and battle us when we talk about obedience and holiness and doing good works when the Bible says that's what he created us for?
Because they're probably not.
Yeah, they're probably not born of him at all.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Jesus said you know them by their fruit.
Oh, yeah. That guy today we met definitely was not born of God.
Yeah, probably some demonic activity going
on
there.
Yep, he was a worker.
Certainly seemed like it. How about another Ephesians 4:24? And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Amen. I love that one. Colossians 3:10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Renewed in the knowledge of the image of him that created him. So we're made in the image of God. He created us. Then how should we live and walk accordingly, saints?
Wow, that's a really high calling. When you sit there and ponder that,
yeah.
Created in his image.
Amen.
That's pretty amazing. How about another one in Colossians 1:16? For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him.
Yeah, all things, all things. And then, let's see, I have Revelation 10:6. And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, and that there should be time no longer.
Oh, wow, yeah. Yeah, it shows the level of creation there.
It does. I think you have a Revelation verse.
I do. 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Yeah, amen. Do you have any other verses?
No, that's what I have.
Is that what you have? Uh-huh. So I was just thinking about that. It's important to understand what God created, because if you understand he created the heavens, the earth, you understand that he created animals, then you go, wait a minute, he created me. And then you get a little deeper and you go, he created me in his image. And then you go, what did he create me for? Mm-hmm. And then you find out he created you for his glory, for you to love him, for you to know him. It gets pretty deep when you think about God's creation.
Pretty awesome.
It's more than just he created trees and water and birds. It's about us.
Mm.
We're the glory of God's creation, mankind. Yeah. We're made in his image. Man, woman. I think that's pretty awesome to ponder.
It is.
Yeah. So as we're sitting here in the creation of God today in this peaceful, I mean, we're always in the creation of God throughout in the world, but usually we're in Satan's kingdom. Today, I feel like we're in God's kingdom. We're sitting by grass, trees, beautiful surroundings. Very little here, other than our gospel wagon, very little here.
Yeah,
that's
normally we see
parking
cement. Lots yeah. and cars
yeah.
and buildings. And yeah, there's God's creation in amongst
yeah.
it, which, whatever, it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's an interesting concept. What has God created? So take time. Whether you're in the city or the country or the suburbs, to look around and see God's creation. And most importantly, look in the mirror, see yourself, and then realize who created you and how you should be living and what you should be doing with your life because of that.
Right. We are the created. He's the creator.
Amen. Yeah. And as it says in Romans 1, don't make the mistake of worshiping the creation more than the creator. That's a terrible idolatrous thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I
want that.
I just have one last thought for you. Anything else, Sister Raman?
No, I want to hear what your thought is.
I just wanted to talk about, are you formed? It talks about how God formed man from the dust. Galatians 4:19. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. I guess my plea to you would be, saints, let Christ be formed in you by the Spirit, by the Word. Mm-hmm. Seekers, you need to repent, be born of him so that Christ can be formed in you. Is that your goal? Are you seeking that? Are you striving for that? That Christ be formed in you? Something to ponder.
Yeah, it is.
All right. We're going to leave it right there. We're going to go back and enjoy our fire. And then we've got a ministry call to do and study the Word. And we're praising God for a beautiful, quiet evening out in God's creation. But we're already looking forward to, well, we're hoping this weekend the weather clears out. Looks like rain. We had
so
some
good.
Ministry plans and some events planned.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be rainy, but with online and with edification online with other people, we always have stuff to do.
There's always so much to do for the Lord.
So we'll see. So we hope you all have a joyous night. Check out the videos we're going to put up. And then Brother Kuo and I are going to have an audio tonight to put up. Sister has a sister's post to put up. So lots of edification going out.
Loving the brethren.
Yeah, amen.
Loving God first.
Amen. Love y'all.
May God be praised.